I'm gonna take some time. I'm gonna be single and I move to a new area.
Hi, welcome. This is Yappastrap. My name is Alara Thomas. This is England. How are you doing today, England?
I'm good. You know, I'm really tired today.
Oh,
which
brother.
Is why we're breaking out.
Well, I'm not breaking out. I got smooth ass skin.
Get out of here. I gotta tell them something about the breakouts, you know, because there's always a way to look good when you're breaking out. You wanna know how?
Tell us.
Pimple patch. Come here, guys. These pimple patches, they're so cute. Little stars. You can have hearts. You can have whatever you want. And I love them. You can get outside and you can have a pimple and you can still be looking fucking cute. Also, along with that, since I'm tired, I am wearing a sweatsuit today.
She's worn it twice, 2 days in a row.
I don't hear Alara when they speak.
You know, you're not the first person that says that they
lock
me out when
I speak. And I'm not the last. I'm wearing a sweatsuit from Name Collective. Name Collective, you got your shit together because these are cool. I'm comfy as shit and I look good.
Well,
what are you wearing today, buddy?
From your girlfriend's closet, I found this hoodie because I love a hoodie. It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day, which means you wear a hoodie on Sunday.
And we did just go to church.
Yes. So this hoodie, it's very comfy. I love a black hoodie. And then these are sweats. I think you call them sweats. What do you call this material? Like a windbreaker material from Puma? Anytime I wear these, I get a compliment. I don't know why. I mean, they're cool looking, but every single time I wear them, people love them. It's actually a set and it comes with the top.
I drank your water.
That's okay. You know, gonna be smarter than you are.
My butt.
No, but give my water back.
You're right. That was fucked up. For those of you that don't know, every episode we do a yap and we do a strap. Your yap is something that you gotta get off your chest. Like you are just yapping. You were like, "Foof, I'm fed up with that. I gotta get it out of here." And your strap is something that you really like. You really enjoyed it, and you might even want more of it.
I don't know. I'm interpreting.
I don't know why. Either you're miming it. What's your yap?
My yap, honestly, is my energy. That's maybe a personal note on myself. I feel so drained these past couple of days, which sucks because especially when you think you're doing every right, you're eating good, you're sleeping good, you're taking care of yourself, and yet
we
you
are
still
not
feel like
sleeping
poo
good.
La la. I'm getting at least 8 hours.
It doesn't matter if you're getting 8 hours when you're going to bed at like 1 a.m.
That
I don't think
count.
So. I
feel like if you're getting 8 hours, you're getting 8 hours because I'm waking up at 9.
I'd actually like to chat GPT that because I feel like when you're going to bed later, that's not good for you.
Probably not. But if you're going
what
to bed later, you're still getting up later.
Is give yourself grace because we haven't been sleeping very well.
No, we haven't.
But it's we've been partying.
Okay. The reason why low energy is my yap is just because I like feeling good and I like being high on life and feeling good. And I've just been chugging so much caffeine, which makes me feel good only until a certain point. So I want to feel normal. I want to feel like myself. Maybe I need a rest day because rest
Hundo
is productive.
Percento.
My strap-a-rooney of the day, which was going to be your next question to me. Thank you so much. I met your dad. Your dad was great. Lovely man. See where you get your goofy side from.
He's a good guy.
He's a good dude. He healed part of my daddy issues because I did not have a good father. So I was like parental
and
figure.
And your dad died.
Nice. And my dad. Dead dad pass. But also I'm seeing my mom tonight. And I do love her. She is alive. And
thank
she's
God.
No, but I have a great relationship with my mom and I'm excited to see her. She's actually coming over and to meet you and gonna meet your girlfriend. I'm excited for that to happen because
she's in for a ride.
My mom is a shy little girly pop at first.
Didn't get that from her.
No, I got it from my dad. Like I got my goofiness from my dad for sure. He was an asshole, but he was funny.
You got that from him too.
Yes, genetically I got an asshole from both parents, technically. With like...
Shut up.
But I love my mom. You have to gain her trust before she's like fully comfortable around you, which I think is a respectable, honorable thing. Let me shut up now. What's your yap and what's
thank
your strap?
God.
I know. I talk too much.
I hope people don't think I'm a little dick to you because I love you. I just fuck with you. I love when
we
you
treat
talk.
Each other like brothers,
yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
bring
yeah.
out the dude in me.
My yap is a little similar to yours. I am extremely tired.
She also has two things of caffeine right next to her.
I have a coffee,
coffee
and a Celsius.
And Celsius.
Don't tell my girlfriend. Double fisting.
Double fisting. I was like double hander.
Double whammy.
Like, double handers.
I'm a little exhausted. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
But that is A to the okay.
Yep. What's your strap?
My strap is that later on this evening, when you two skedaddle, my girl and I are just going to watch one of our favorite shows.
Which is?
Lisa Vanderpump, Chateau Rosabelle. And
that
it is
a mouthful.
Well, it's Lisa Vanderpump, so I had to get that
what
out there.
That?
Lisa Vanderpump. You don't know who Lisa Vanderpump is?
No.
It's fucked up. Have you ever heard of the show Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm not a...
I know you're not. It's fucking weird. I love reality TV, and so does my girlfriend. And so we started this show that Lisa Vanderpump started called Chateau Rosabelle, and it is just drama, chaos. I do not like, nor do I have drama in my own life, but I love watching it. So I think tonight we're gonna take a bath, we're gonna confess our love for each other, and then we're gonna watch Chateau Rosabelle.
I have nothing to say, nothing to comment on that
because you're jealous.
Actually, I am jealous because my fiance and I, we have a bathtub in our place, but the water doesn't stay hot enough, so we can never actually take a bath.
I get that. That is tough.
And it really fucking sucks, dude.
Dude, that does suck.
It sucks.
So I've been there. What's today's episode about? What do we got on the table?
We're going to talk about relationships.
So Alara and I are both in relationships.
How did you meet your lady?
Oh, my girl. I was in a long-term relationship. Got out of that.
How long was that?
Almost 3 years. That ended and I was kind of like, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to be single. And I moved to a new area. I was like, okay, we're just going to have some fun. We're going to date. I thought about joining a dating app. I did. I saw my now girlfriend and I remember thinking, this is a catfish. There's no way.
I would have loved to see her profile.
Oh.
Because I think I also would have been like, that's not real.
Right? I, of course, did like the double, triple million nipple hearts. We messaged and actually.
What was your pickup line?
In her bio, it said something like, I'm refurnishing my entire home or whatever. I was like, you are absolutely stunning and I would love to see all the changes you've made to your home. I was genuinely curious.
Oh, so you were like sweet with it.
Yeah. People are always like, you're a fuckboy. I'm like,
we give fuckboy energy.
But here's the thing. When I dated in the past, I was very much like, yes, love to hook up, but I was super honest about it. I was like, we are just hooking up. Or if I really, like, I am a lover. Like, I've definitely been in relationships. Like, I'm into you. Like, I'm into you. Anyway, messaged her. She messaged me back. I was stoked. I quickly just sent her my number. She texted me the next day. We got to chatting. The texts were so boring. It was so dry. And I'm like,
This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
So I'm like, oh fuck, this sucks. This girl is so beautiful. Bummer. I guess this is just gonna be like a hookup.
Why was she dry?
She's terrible at texting.
Really?
Yeah. But also we hadn't met. And she was dating too, so whatever. We both canceled on each other's first 3 dates.
Oh.
She canceled, I canceled, and then we like had to cancel again because she was going somewhere. And so finally, like on her way back from a trip, we kind of like had a little bit of flirtatious text throughout her trip. And I was like, okay, I kind of see the vibe. Like there's a vibe there. I went over to her place and we just talked. And I was like, God, there's something about this girl that is so, I'm just like drawn to. I didn't have sex with her first night.
You did or didn't? Oh, you didn't.
I didn't, no.
She wanted to, but you didn't. Yeah. You're respectful.
Not
boy.
That I didn't want to, of course. I really enjoy talking with her. And so after that, we like saw each other like every 2 days. But the story of us, she is an avoidant. And so the beginning of us was quite challenging. I have never met another person that is my equal.
Equal in what way?
I feel like what way not? She's so driven. I'm a super driven person. She is so focused on growing emotionally. I always want to challenge myself to grow emotionally and physically too. Like she's very into making sure she's healthy and she feels good. And she's also just fucking funny. I've never met a girl that has my humor in that way, is driven as hell, looks the way that she looks, is a sweetheart, kind, giving, generous. I'm like, you are simply the entire package. I have literally told her, like, I didn't know a you existed, and to have found you, I genuinely feel like I really found my equal.
That's really sweet.
You're in love. So yeah, the story of us was like boom, 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 boom.
I know, I didn't know that about the dry, like.
Dude, she tried to break up with me 3 times before we started like officially dating. We had been talking for a little bit. Like I said, she's an avoidant. All of a sudden, she goes on a trip. I'm such an energy person and I can feel energy off. I tell my friend, I'm like, she's gonna try to end it. Like she doesn't want this anymore. And I'm sad. Like I can feel it. So I just call her. I was saying, so are you gonna end this? Like, do you not want this? I can feel this energy shift. What's going on? She tries to basically be like, I don't know if this is the right time for me. I really like you, but I'm just really scared. And she's thinking, I'm immediately like, let's get into a relationship. I'm like, girl, I love the way that this is going. There's no rush.
Yeah.
And she's used to that in the past. Like someone putting a lot of pressure on her.
Well, homegirl's not had the best track record with relationships. So that's understandable that's what she brings to the table.
I haven't had the greatest things with that either. So on the phone, I just go, no.
Oh yeah. I remember you telling me
that.
Yeah.
I go, no.
You were just like, not going to allow it.
No, I go,
it takes two to tango and I'm not going to.
This one is still tangoing.
Yeah, I'm tangoing.
So I said, no. And then I said, I think if you end this, you're making a terrible mistake. I think we really like each other and there's something really beautiful here that you're going to regret that. And then I went over that night.
Good for you to fight for something that you want.
I just
think
felt
it could have been easy
like,
to let go.
For sure. We were so new.
Obviously, you need to respect boundaries, but sometimes you need to be like, what is it, like a tough love?
No, of course.
In a kind of way of, you like, I think you're making a stupid decision.
No, after that, I was like, I'm just going to play it really, really, really cool. If she wants space, if she wants to go out and hook up, hell yeah, I don't care at all. It's like, please don't do that.
So you guys kind of left the door open. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. So basically, I just said, we don't have to see each other. We were seeing each other a lot. And I think that was also making her feel a little...
Felt like it was moving quickly.
And that was so valid. She had also like never seriously been with a girl.
Oh, yeah, with a woman.
She'd been with women, but like, you know what I mean? And so everything that she was saying, I was like, absolutely, it makes a lot of sense. If you want to see each other less, let's see each other less. So I just let her kind of like take that lead. I mean, it was the best thing that we could have done, you know?
Yeah, you guys took it very slow, which I think is hard for lesbians.
True.
But I mean, really, truly good for you guys. And it obviously works best in your favor. I would say we knew you guys more together, but not officially in a relationship than officially in a relationship, if that makes sense, I think.
No, we've always tried to like separate the two. So how did you meet your lovely fiance?
I'll try to be as quick as possible, which is, just so you know, not gonna happen. I used to be a bartender at a restaurant. It was called Hillstone. I live in New York. She was living in London at the time. So she walked into Hillstone. I was working. My heart instantly skipped a beat. I've never seen a more beautiful woman in my entire life. I was like, holy crap-a-rooney. Little preface, this is her second night in a row coming into this bar. Prior, she came in and my bestie for the restie was working also at the bar, and they had met. And I remember my friend texted me that night and was like, I think I met your wife. And then sent me Jordan's Instagram, and I was like, I love you. Thank you so much for thinking so highly of me, but you are fucking deranged if you think this goddess being of a woman is gonna go for me. Fast forward to the next day, I'm working. She walks in again. She was actually looking for my friend because she doesn't really have any queer friends. She was in New York for modeling, but also trying to like vibe out New York and see how it was. So she was going back to like make a friend, and she wasn't there, but I was there. She sat right in front of me. I was a nervous wreck. I was trying to like be hot and flirtatious, and I knew I was fucking it up because at one point she was like, you're a silly cookie. And I was like, fuck! Ruined it. Any chance that I had with this woman, out the door, faster than my dignity and my sanity, gone like the wind. We were still chitting and chatting the rest of the night because she was sitting right in front of where I was working and putting in all of my orders. And so at the end of the night, we exchanged Instagrams, and I usually don't do this. I like a super big confirmation before I ask anybody out. But with this person, I was like, it's such a do or die. The best thing that could happen is that she says yes. The worst thing that happens, which I expect to happen, is she says no. When I asked her out, she was dating someone at the time. So she was like, I would love to be friends, but I can't.
Wait, she couldn't be friends?
No, she was like, I would love to be friends, but I'm dating someone, so I like can't go out with you. Like,
oh yeah,
we
the can't way go you out, phrase but that,
we
can, yeah.
We, sorry. And she goes back to London for 8 months. We don't keep in contact. And then 8 months later, she comes back again to Hillstone. I'm not working, but my best friend is. The wing woman that she is knew that I fell in love with this person the first time I ever saw her. And so she was like, you, me, my girlfriend and my friend Alaire should all go get coffee together. And then so we basically all met up, became friends, and then became more than friends. And she was actually still seeing a guy at the time.
They were open though.
They were open as long as they discussed it. I had never been like a third. I've never been in an open relationship of any kind, but I was like, I am willing to do anything for this woman.
Totally.
If she ended up wanting me to sleep with this man, I was ready to... I was ready. I was mentally prepared to do anything for her.
You're a pro at the peen. You started as a third and you ended as a one.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but they ended up not working out. They had set boundaries.
Yeah.
She respected everything within the relationship. That's not the reason that they broke up. He just became a very not nice person, but that's all I'm going to say. We ended up starting to date and became official. And then we were long distance for a long time. And then about 4 months into it, she had always wanted to move back to New York. So I kind of selfishly was like, maybe like do it sooner rather than later kind of thing. And she moved back and we've been inseparable. A year later, we got engaged. It's been almost a year and a half now. And that is my wife.
You guys are lesbians.
She is truly, truly the best thing that has ever happened to me. She is the most incredible person I've ever met. This kind of goes into some of the questions that we have today. And I don't think you've known this about me. I've been around the block with people, but I've actually only really had one other relationship because I always dated people to marry. I was always like, I don't see the point of dating someone if you're not going to marry them. So I was very particular about the people that I was seeing. So most of them were like hookups or very casual. She's the first healthy relationship I've been in. I technically have only been in one other serious one, but still it's like night and day. And she's taught me so much about like love and kindness and communication. And I think that's a good segue into our topics. England.
What's up, buddy?
Do you feel insecurities within your relationship?
I don't think I feel insecurities in my relationship because my girlfriend makes me feel really safe. And when I do have a moment of any quote unquote insecurity or feeling of doubt or, you know, not enough
to some degree, then I talk about that. I think that's a big part of it. You know, you will start to feel that way if you don't have the safety to discuss it and to be able to communicate, because then it's going to sit on you, right? Mm. I think that every human has moments of that because we are human. Or if you respond to something poorly, that can be your own personal insecurity that you put on yourself. Hopefully you can talk about that in therapy if you're doing couples therapy or just with your partner, and that helps.
Yeah.
I have had insecurities in relationships.
Yeah.
My past relationship. Granted, I will say, like, she is a lovely woman. My past partner that I was with, we just very different ages, poor timing.
Very different ages?
Yeah, she's much younger. Ages.
How much younger?
Like 4 years younger than me.
24, my age.
Yes, but when we met, she was 20.
Ah, I see.
We met at like a time that was, I mean, those years are so formative.
I mean, you're
every
just
year
starting.
Is formative in ways, but very formative years, and I was at a different place. She was at a different place.
That makes it hard.
It's just that we butted heads. There were moments of health, but in the grand scheme of things, we both had severe insecurities because of how we were not able to meet one another, and we weren't right for each other, you know? I felt not enough because what I would need from a partner, she couldn't give, and vice versa. Any person in any relationship might have moments of feeling insecure, feeling not good, but it's how your partner then matches that and meets you where you need them to meet you in those moments.
Well, because that can either make you feel less secure than you already do, especially if they're not. Because if you're feeling insecure and then you talk about that and they're like not validating those insecurities,
for sure,
but maybe feeding into it, that's not helping anybody.
No, that's not going to be healthy at all. Like my girlfriend, when I come to her with some things, she's very much like does her best to hear it, validate it, and then be like, okay, like what more can I do? And I've never someone be like, let me work on this to meet you, and then I can do
that's
that for her
thing.
Too.
Yeah. Would you say you're anxious, avoidant, or secure?
I'm secure, anxious.
Same.
I'm secure, anxious.
I'm secure, anxious. Did you read the attachment book?
Mm-hmm. I have such love and safety from my parents, so that formed such a security within that.
That's a huge help.
When I don't have a little bit of that almost reassurance, then the anxiety kicks in, but it's still secure.
Yeah.
And then when you have an avoidant and a secure, that in itself is going to bring out anxiety.
So this is the most secure I've felt in a relationship personally, but what I didn't realize is when you're in a healthy relationship, especially for the first time, it will at times make you feel the most insecure you ever have, because it brings up past shit. When you are used to a certain pattern within the relationships, when that pattern is broken, you still subconsciously are looking for it. So when it's not there, your brain freaks out because it's like, wait, this isn't safe. Even though you're the safest you've ever been, your body's like, this isn't safe. I don't know what this is. Stranger danger, basically. And then you start feeling very insecure within yourself. And so for me, it fluctuates. I've had moments of like having more insecure cycles, but it's the most secure I've ever been in a relationship. But because she helps with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a biggest thing, especially with attachments, it's like you are anxious attachment or avoidant attachment, and your partner is the person that soothes that, you know? So if you're anxiously attached...
To a degree.
But like if you're anxiously attached and you mention those concerns and stuff like that, and if they're not being able to reassure you of like, we're good within the relationship and the way that you need to, it's just going to make things worse.
I think that there's levels to where your partner can do as much as they can to give you this. And there's also a part of yourself that has to be able to love and secure yourself. I'm a firm believer in the 80-20. Sometimes your partner's going to be able to give 80 and sometimes they're going to be able to give 20, and then you have to give the other 80. And it's like,
or you both don't even give.
Or it's not even 80 and 20. It's fucking, it's
like
10 40, 60.
You give what you can.
Yes. I love that you brought that up, because my girlfriend and I have those conversations all the time. This being the first relationship that we've been in, that's not only very, very, very healthy, but the communication is great. And we have noticed that in our past relationships, we felt very smothered and then pressured to
like a codependent.
Very codependent.
I was in a very relationship.
We were talking about this the other day, like that being something that we're used to. When you're not getting that, you then get used to it. And then you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? And that's funny, because now it being like the opposite and it's healthy and it's great, we're like, wait, someone's doing something wrong. The other day we were apart for like a week, right? Obviously we have check-ins, but we don't really like text a lot throughout the day. It's a lot of like, I love you, I hope your day's been good. Maybe we'll FaceTime before bed, things like that. And I love that, and she does too. But she calls me, and we kind of had a tiff and we weren't really sure why. So she calls me, she's like, I think we're having a tiff because you don't really miss me, and like, I don't really miss you. And that's not a bad thing. It's not bad to like be so invested in your own things that are going on, because we mean it with so much love. I was like, I love you so much. I'm so focused on my stuff. She's so focused on her stuff. And it's all about like being healthy. And I can't wait to see her when I do. But we hadn't hit that moment yet of like, oh my God, like I miss you so much. Like blah, 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 blah. Again, it works for us. And it's very much like how we love one another. other. But I'm so used to, if I wasn't constantly like, I miss you, I love you, blah, 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 my ex would have, it wouldn't have been good. And we fought a lot about that.
So in past relationships, because it was so like every 5 seconds you felt like you had to text and check up on people.
Yeah.
For the first time, both of you aren't having to do that. Yeah. And so that's, again, that same thing of like when you're not used to like being in a certain room, your brain is like, something's wrong.
But then we check in and we're wrong. Like, oh my God, it's great, because we'll send each other like an I love you or like I'm thinking of you. And that's enough for us, right? And that's why in my past relationships, I then started to feel like I wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I feel like I'm giving all these things, but it's not what you need. And that's not bad. That's not a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is, as you kind of said, if they're having to reassure you constantly for the same thing, that's not healthy. I even personally had that with my fiance. I was the insecure one. Not everybody knows this. I went through burnout for the first time in my entire life. Yeah. Felt most anxious I ever have. Not just like burnout, like I was tired, like randomly anxious. I felt like, you know, when you're about to get your period and you feel like you can't control your emotions, it was like that, but 24/7. And I felt fucking crazy because I was super anxious. I felt super insecure. And Jordan would keep reassuring me. I'd be like, are we okay? And she had to like set a boundary of like, I need you to know we're good. I know we're good. But since you keep asking, then it makes me second guess.
For sure. So 100%.
So that's why I'm like, I do agree with what you're saying. That's me working on my own stuff. I took some rest. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm going to therapy more. Like I needed to just work on my own thing. But you need to be. And
sometimes that is what it comes to. You know, it's like it's your own shit.
Do you get defensive in your relationship?
That's something new for me that I've realized. I do. I've noticed that I can get defensive when we're in, you know, deeper conversations. I love this about my girlfriend. She calls me out. She's like, I feel like you're being really defensive, but she won't just call me out in an angry way. She'll say, I feel like you're being really defensive and I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if there's something I'm doing. Do you need a moment? I don't know why you're being like that. And so I'll have to check myself. In the past month, 2 months, I've really been checking myself to make sure I'm seeing why I'm coming off defensive. Because all it is like it's hitting something within your body that's now making
it's a nerve.
You
it's a trigger.
When you're anxiously responding or feeling that anxiety, it all stems from fear.
And fear is a protective mechanism. It's to make sure that you are prepared for something that you're not like
it's ego.
To expect something.
Your ego subconsciously can get in the way. I think sometimes that happens to me. So lately I've been doing a lot of work in therapy to make sure I'm not responding defensively because I don't want to. Again, we're fucking human. Sometimes you're gonna do it. Sometimes I respond and maybe not the best of ways, and then after I'll come back to it and I'll be like, I'm really sorry about that. And I think that's a great thing to do in a relationship. You may not respond perfect in the moment, but if you can at least like come back,
you acknowledge it.
If you can come back to it and be like, you know what, not my best. Are you defensive?
My first relationship, I was very defensive, but I actually realized that it was because of my dad. It stemmed from my family because my dad was a gaslighter and a manipulator. He would like blame me for things that I actually didn't do, and then I would have to protect myself, put my guard up, and get defensive. And so because of that, for a while I was super, super defensive. And in my first relationship, that was constantly a problem. Even my mom would be like, why are you getting defensive? So that's something that I ended up working on. In my relationship now, I try to listen and communicate in the best way so that I don't get defensive. It comes up sometimes because sometimes you are triggered, but because my fiance is such a healthy communicator and so good at like articulating what she means and feels and like has been helping me do the same, it's been a lot easier. Also, we use communication methods. Have you ever heard of The Story I'm Telling Myself by Brené Brown?
I don't think so.
So what it is, if a situation happens, say maybe you put something down and you were like, and you come up to me and you're like, the story I'm telling myself is that when you did that, like you were upset at me or something like that, rather than putting blame on the other person, which makes people defensive. That's what happened to me. What it does is like takes blame away. It's a great tool.
I like that.
I love it. And also it's so insightful. The amount of times that she'll be like, the story I'm telling myself when you did this is this, I'll be like, oh my God, never my intention. So sorry. And it clears the air, but it's such a great thing.
The way you perceive something versus like how it can actually be, it's crazy.
I recommend that as being a tool for anybody who feels like they get defensive or their partner gets defensive. It's changed my life.
I like that. I also recommend, this comes into, I think, someone having to be secure enough on their own to be okay with this. Mm. There's moments when my girlfriend and I are having a conversation and she'll say, or I'll say, I need like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I think a lot of times when you're angry, it's hard to say, I love you. It's hard to do that, of course. Like you're just, you know, it's like that, it's that ego that comes in. Yeah. And so just being like, I'm going to take this next 5 minutes. I love you. We can come back to it. As an individual, you have to be secure enough to hear that and know that it's nothing against you.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's actually to better the relationship. And that's taken me a while to get there.
Well, I think it's very easy because I've also done this in the past of like,
no, but I want to solve it now because I don't want to like walk away
fixer in those being moments. Upset.
But to be fair, and I've learned this, if you are like activated and angry, it's going to get worse.
For sure.
You're just going to meet it with anger and frustration. But if you take a beat, go for a walk, take a second, and then revisit the situation, you've cooled off. You have a new perspective. You're able to like communicate in the way that you want to. And I think people need to take more breaks.
For sure.
My fiance and I actually have this code word called chicken nugget.
I heard it.
If we are communicating and talking about something potentially like difficult, having a difficult conversation, if we feel like the energy is against each other, not rather than like against the problem, we'll say chicken nugget, which basically is like... What?
Chicken nugget.
Chicken. It's because it's funny. If I'm mad at you and if I'm like, chicken nugget, I don't think you're going to be like, fuck you. I think you might be like, chicken nugget. It's, yeah, it's kind of no, silly. It kind of like...
It breaks the ice a little bit.
It breaks the ice. You. It like rewires your brain for a second and catches you off guard. All it really means is like, I'm addressing that the energy feels weird. Maybe we should take a beat, go for a walk and revisit the conversation. Yeah. It's helped very a lot. It's also a great way for us to be like, hey, I don't really like how we're communicating to each other. What if you don't know how to navigate a difficult conversation? Say you like want to have healthy communication, but you don't know what that necessarily means or looks like.
I think honestly, like even with your partner, if you're in a moment where you don't know how to articulate it, I think simply asking and saying like, I literally don't know how to pinpoint my emotion and I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but I know I'm having a feeling. I think that's okay. I think also if it's your first time being in, you know, a healthy relationship and you want the good communication, I hope a lot of us strive to have that. I don't think there's anything wrong for asking for help.
What if they don't even know?
How to respond?
How to respond or how to give you the tools to communicate.
They may not have the answers. My girlfriend, sometimes when we talk about something, what she's saying, she's trying to help, but it's not giving me everything that I need.
Yeah.
And sometimes I might need a little more time to figure out what I actually need.
That's fair.
And it's okay if she doesn't know. It's okay if she's still trying to figure that out. I don't think your partner's the only one that's the answer to all of these questions.
No.
You can have a feeling. Your partner might not be able to help, but they're giving you what they feel is all that they have. And that's all you can ask for. Mm. But it's not hitting. Go to a friend. Go to your therapist if you have a therapist.
Go to therapy.
If you're close with your parents, reach out to your parents. If you're not, reach out to siblings if you have siblings, if you're close with them. Honestly, I know this sounds kind of funny. Sometimes when I don't feel like bringing in another, you know, person into what I'm feeling, I will sit there for a few hours on end and I will go back and forth with ChatGPT. And it really does help me because then I'm finding out things where I'm like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And sometimes just writing things out, again, journaling, all of that, I think really gets your brain like flowing and out of that mood that it might be in.
At the end of the day, you're feeling something because there's an underlying problem.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's hard to navigate what that underlying problem is.
So hard.
If you're in a relationship with a secure person who maybe knows communication, like I am, like I know Jordan's been a huge help of being able to like navigate challenges with me and being able to kind of teach me certain things. I'm a big advocate for therapy. I think therapy is a great way to give you tools and to also teach you like how to articulate what you're feeling because it's hard because it's not taught to us in school. The point is understanding, of course, it's going to be hard for people.
We're all just figuring it out too.
Even in shows, it's always passive aggressive. The guy like storms off and leaves. Imagine a show was like, you hurt my feelings. Instead of being like, fuck you and slamming the door, they're like, tell me more.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if people would be like, that's boring.
It is boring. It's for the plot, right?
Yeah, I know. But people love the drama. But I think seeking help through potentially a third party or through a friend or something, just getting a new perspective can definitely be useful. Therapy, ChatGPT, I hate to say it. It does. It's good to like
so awesome.
Teach
I love
you things.
ChatGPT.
Jordan's used that to like try to explain things to me if she feels like I'm not grasping it.
I do that too.
And it's been useful.
Oh my God, this is a little story time. I was in Palm Springs for Coachella and I was just like fucking exhausted. And we stayed in a hotel a few days after. And so I was really emotional. I'm bawling, crying in the hotel bed. And I'm just texting with ChatGPT. I'm like, I'm feeling this way. What do you think? And ChatGPT is like, take a breath. And I'm like, Thanks.
I love that when ChatGPT is like, thank you, that sounds like such a good idea. Or like, that sounds so difficult. It's like empathetic.
ChatGPT is great. It's like my best friend at the same time, because I've also screamed at ChatGPT in full caps. And I've been like, why are you not getting this? And ChatGPT is like, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'm like, fuck you. And ChatGPT is like, it's okay.
ChatGPT being a people pleaser.
You're right. You fucking idiot. You're right. I'm sorry.
This might have been the smartest we've ever sounded. It took me a second to get my brain going, but I think we got pretty good. If you have any other questions about relationships or topics we want to go into, let us know. We're not experts, but we can try from our own perspectives.
So at the end of every episode, we are going to do some rapid fire questions where we spit off some cues and give it a yes or a no, depending on what the question is.
And they usually pertain to the theme of the episode. This episode was relationships. So, okay, ready? Do you want to be married?
Yes.
Same here. Well, engaged. Okay. Do you want kids?
I don't know.
Same. Probably not the gremlins.
Are you a top or a bottom?
They're a bottom.
I'm a switch. I can do both. Are you top or a bottom?
I'm a pillow princess. I'm a top.
Do you wear the pants in the relationship? No. No, she doesn't.
No.
Who keeps who alive in the relationship? I keep my fiance alive in the relationship. If I don't feed her, water her, or walk her, I don't think she would survive.
I think my girlfriend and I keep each other alive in different aspects, but she feeds me well.
Who is the responsible one in your relationship? Me. My fiance wears the pants, but I wear the survival instincts.
We can both be responsible in our own ways, but we're both really dumb sometimes too.
That is true.
Would you say? Would you say her?
Fuck, that is kind of hard. Right? I kind of would say her, though, potentially. She just is a boss bitch, and I feel like in terms of responsibility of, like, she's super type A. And
I can be type A. I'm type A with specific things, but not as type A as she is.
I say I would have to give it to her.
And I don't take offense to that.
Do you want to leave the people with anything this episode?
Relationships are really tough, and I hope that you have found yourself, if you are in a relationship, in a healthy relationship, that you can communicate and voice the things that you are feeling. Mm-hmm. And if you are not in a relationship, I hope you have found the healthy relationship within yourself, because that's just as important. If you are going through a relationship that is not as healthy, I have been there. I think we've all been there. I wouldn't just say get out. I would say obviously do what feels safe and good for you, but that person that makes you not feel safe and good, I don't believe that is your person, because the right one will make you feel like you are enough, because everyone is enough.
I'll try to be as quick as possible. One of my favorite comedians, Daniel Sloss, he says the thing, he's like, you have to love yourself 100%, because if you love yourself 30% and someone comes in and loves you 40%, then that is the most you think you deserve. When actually, if you love yourself 100%, then someone has to come in and match you and be better and love you 110%. And then they are worth everything of your time. So remember that you do have to love yourself first before you find somebody.
You can find me on Instagram at call.me.england and on TikTok for the same exact thing.
And you can find me at Alaire Thomas on both Instagram and TikTok. This has been Yap and Strap. My name is Alaire Thomas. This is England.
Alaire, you're fucking gay.
High five me.